You know, of course, when you read the Bible, everyone will tell you that. You could be reading the same Bible for 40 years. And then all of a sudden, one day, you're reading the Bible, and then there's a word or a passage that just jumps out at you that you never noticed before. And this particular week, I was researching my homily. As you know, I research my homily every single week. I don't use old material. And as I'm looking over the reading, I went, wow, how did I not notice that before? And what it is today's homily, we look at the king who invites those people to the party and they choose not to come. And so he says, go out in the highways and byways and go find the others. And one of the interesting things I discovered is like, how did I not notice that before? That when he calls the servants to go invite people to the party, he says, the bad as well as the good. Fascinating. Well, what does that mean? Well, I talk about that in today's homily, what that actually means. So we're going to look at that in just a second. In the meantime, let me remind you that I am Father Robert J. Carr. I'm the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And you can hear us every single day, Monday through Friday, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon at WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can listen to the show, you can read our blog, new articles appearing on the blog all the time, and you can also donate to the program and all kinds of things. So check us out at CatholicAudioMedia.com. In the meantime, let's listen to what I said this past weekend at St. Anthony Parish in Alston. My job, as you know, is essentially to help people find Christ and to help them seek eternal life in Him. And this is the nature of my vocation. Do you want to see me get mad, get really mad? Then be one of those people who tell others that they have no chance of going to heaven. They cast people into despair, which is a sin. It's the work of the devil. St. Louis de Montfort tells the story of the devil appearing as a priest in a confessional to tell sinners that God would not forgive them. The Catechism of Trent teaches that Judas is in hell because he could not bring himself to ask forgiveness for the Christ that he betrayed. So he's not in hell for betraying Christ, but for the despair of believing he could not be forgiven. The Church teaches that we leave all up to the mercy of God. It's not our role to say who goes to heaven or to hell. Our role is to lead people to Christ so that they can be formed by Him. However, it's a good idea to know the criteria for going to heaven or hell. And today's reading is a perfect explanation. We see three groups of one or more people in today's gospel. Two are rejected by the king and one is embraced by the king. Those two rejected are those who turned down his invitation and the group of one, the one cast out of the banquet because he was not properly dressed. The one group left are those who are enjoying themselves in the banquet. Who are they? Do you know how often I tell you to throw away the concept that good people go to heaven and bad people go to hell? Well, one reason I say that is because Jesus himself says it as well. Notice among those who accept the invitation are whom Jesus actually describes as the good and the bad. Literally right there. The Greek says the words used for bad also means wicked, miserly. The Hebrew word also means badly made. These are people described in the Old Testament as worthy of God's judgment. However, here they are at the banquet, according to Jesus himself. Well, then who are the good? The blessed, the generous, again, the opposite of the bad, blessed by God, but both groups are in the banquet. This group does not intersect with the other two if we call them those who are at the banquet. However, this group includes the good and the bad. So who are those rejected from the banquet? First, the ones who reject the king's invitation, and second, the one who does not dress correctly. What do these groups have in common that this other one does not? Simple. They have no connection to the king and no interest in making one. They have been invited to the wedding feast thrown by the king, and what do they say? Sorry, I have my own business to attend to.
You know, I cannot come to celebrate with you right now. Maybe if it was another day. Certainly, can't really make it there. Not your friend, not someone who would do that. Certainly not someone whom you would expect a relationship with. The same with the man who's not properly dressed. What relationship does he have with the king? Obviously none. Does not respect him enough to show up properly dressed. So those who are rejected by the king are those who are rooted in their own business so much that they have absolutely no relationship at all with the king. They've been called, but they're not chosen because they have no connection to the king. And you know what? They don't want one either. What words does Jesus use elsewhere to indicate that one is not welcome in the kingdom of God? I never knew you. It's not the good or the bad. It's the people who develop a relationship with Christ and live that relationship with him who go to heaven. St. Alphonsus of Liguori said that those who pray go to heaven and those who don't do not. What is the difference between the two? Well, one group has a relationship with Christ and one group does not. It is the aloof who have no interest to have even a modicum of a relationship with Christ. It's not those who feel Christ rejects them who go to hell. It's those who do not know Christ except how to spell his name. But they were given the opportunity. We're living in a unique time. Much of what has happened in our country is rooted in people's relationship with Christ or lack thereof. Those who have shown themselves most hostile to the church are those who have no connection to her, despite many being baptized Catholics. One of the questions people ask is, when the virus comes to an end, will people return to the Mass who came before? I don't think that's the right question. The real question is, how many had the invitation all along and were busy focused on other things before the virus even existed? I've discussed this before. Sorry, cannot go. You know, I need to attend to my business. I need to prepare for my future. I got practice. Does any of that sound familiar? Scary words, but there's no difference. Meanwhile, there are people who are rejected by society who attend Mass or they pray regularly during this COVID-19 issue, and they accepted the invitation. Many of those same people are making decisions based on the implicit rejection of Christ. They have no interest in Christ, even though they received the invitation through their infant baptism. They're too busy tending to their own affairs to give one thought to Christ. There are people brokenhearted that they feel rejected by Christ. However, the only people Jesus ever rejected by name were the lukewarm. If you look carefully at the reading, you will see it is a parable that literally highlights Revelation 3, where Jesus rejects the lukewarm. A couple weeks ago, we heard him say to the Pharisees that the tax collectors and the prostitutes were getting to heaven before they were. The tax collectors and sinners were having a grand old time in Jesus' banquet. So is the good thief on the cross. Who does not enjoy the banquet? Those who have their own business to attend to and have no need to listen to him. We're clearly coming to a point in this country where people have to choose one way or another. Our role as Catholics will be challenged directly and mostly by those who have no interest at all in anything to do with Christ. They're not the bad or the good. They are those who take their salvation for granted. Let us not be them.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You're going through a difficult time. You feel that your faith is being tested even. You wonder whether it's time to give up and go back to your former ways. Well, have you read James chapter 1?
Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
Yes, James chapter 1 reminds us that we are being made stronger through these difficult days.
And let perseverance be perfect, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing.
The fruit this time will bear will lead into the glory Christ has for you. So the next time you feel overwhelmed during a time of trial, turn to James chapter 1.
In the New Testament.
Do you have any thoughts on what topics we should cover here? Do you have any issues you would like us to address here? How about questions you might have? Would you like to audition for a volunteer segment? Then write our program at producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. That's producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. Let us know what topics you would like us to discuss about your Catholic faith. We will consider them, and if they are fit for the show, we'll put them in. producer@catholicaudiomedia.com. We're back, and before the break, you heard my homily for this past Sunday, actually Saturday afternoon, the 4 o'clock Mass, and you heard me talk about that reality of the bad as well as the good are invited to the party. Well, one of the fascinating things about that is that I didn't really, all the years I've been preaching that particular gospel, I didn't notice that until I was preparing this past week. And of course, as you know, I do my research. It doesn't matter how many times I've preached this before, I go back and I research the gospel or whatever passage I'm going to read on all over again. And so I go through everything and look it down. And for the most part, most of what I've seen that's in church documents is based on the last line, which is many are called, few are chosen. But looking at that reality that the bad as well as the good, and as you can see, as you heard in the homily, I looked into what was the word bad that was used and I described it for you. And in light of that, I said, well, you know what? He invites the bad as well as the good. And it really highlights something that is coming to be more and more emphasized in Catholicism, but hasn't for the past 100 years. And that is an essential part of our Catholic faith is a relationship with Christ. It really is an essential part. And if we don't have that relationship, even though we may be following the rules perfectly, it's something that's drastically missing. And there'll come a point where you will have to have that relationship with Christ, or you'll have to walk away from Christ, because that is the central point of Catholicism. That's what really it means. That's why Jesus gives us the Eucharist, to have that relationship. That's why we have such things as Eucharistic adoration, to have that relationship. That's why it's such central, because it's Jesus saying, I want this relationship with you. Well, we'll be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Have yourself a blessed day.
We've updated CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now contact us directly here at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. You can donate to the program through several of our online donation portals, and you can read our blog with material that often supplements our radio program. You can, of course, listen to the voice of St. Anthony Parish every day, so check out the new CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.